And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
President Trump hopes to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks. Trump met with the Japanese prime minister yesterday and said he wants to see a peaceful, nuclear-free Korean peninsula. He warned, however, that he would leave the meeting if it's not fruitful. A Minnesota prosecutor will announce today on whether to charge anyone in the death of Prince. The move comes 2 years after the music icon's body was found in an elevator at his Paisley Park estate. Prince died of a massive overdose of fentanyl in April of 2016. The Star Tribune says authorities believe Prince took the pills not knowing they contained fentanyl. He was 57. Today, National High Five Day.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
I'm not giving you a high five.
And I'll give you a high five.
Queen Latifah gave me a high five.
He high fived me too.
You're measuring the stars, not giving the sky a high five.
I just had to come down here and give you a high five.
It's a high five.
High five.
High five.
This is a high five moment.
And they were high fiving me.
High fives.
Like a high five? You couldn't just give them one high five?
I bet they can't even give you high fives.
Oh my gosh, like a little magical foot just high fived me.
High five!
High five!
High five!
Ah! I high five hard.
You can give a virtual high five to benefit charity. Check out all the details about that at nationalhighfiveday.com.
It's always a great reason to give a high five, and even better that it's going to charity.
Exactly. New York City Health Department is saying no to goat yoga. This is going on in Brooklyn. Apparently, it's a trendy workout in which a baby goat climbs onto your back while you're doing downward dog or other poses. A pop-up studio offering $40 classes had planned to open this week, but couldn't get a permit because getting up close and personal with goats violates city health laws. Ticket holders can get their money back or travel to upstate New York, where goat yoga is offered legally on a farm in South New Berlin.
I didn't even know that was real.
Goat yoga is a thing, Joey. That is the world we live in now.
It's crazy because a few weeks ago I got to pet baby goats, which was awesome. And then Shaylee referenced like, oh, are you doing some baby goat yoga? I thought she just made something up.
Oh, it's a thing. And it's happening.
Nice. Learning is fun.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It's Jen's Impossible Question Time.
If you'd like some bourbon, bacon, barbecue, heading down to Pig and Swig this weekend, we just need the right answer to this. The average American does this for the first time each day just before 11 a.m. What are we talking about? 576-7102.
All right. Well, you know what? Actually, my computer restarted, so I'm not sure who these are. Joey, line one, do we know? All right, say good morning. What is your guess? What are we doing before 11 o'clock?
Me? Oh, gosh. This is kind of out there, but yawn?
Oh, that's a good guess. No, that's not it.
Okay.
But I could definitely see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning to the show. What are we doing just before 11 a.m. for the first time each day?
Hello? Do you have a guess? Computer's off to a fantastic start this morning.
Yeah, it is. I don't know your names. All right. Well, that's working out well.
I can tell you that Joey did this for the first time this morning at 5:58 because I marked it right as I was getting this question prepared.
Okay. Hey, good morning to the show. Do you have a guess? What are we doing just before 11 a.m.?
Is it eat lunch?
Not eat lunch. No.
Hey, good morning to the show. What are we doing just before 11 o'clock each day for the first time?
Having a bowel movement.
I was waiting for that guess, but it is incorrect.
Yeah, we had a sales guy every day at 9 a.m. I'm like, why couldn't you do this at your own house? You got to come here and do this here?
Because you don't get paid for it at home. I know people who planned it that way so that they could time it to go into work.
Less about getting paid for it and more about just being nice to your fellow coworkers.
Just being a decent human.
Dude, I will pay you to stay at home for the extra half hour and do your business.
Here's $25. Don't come in until 10:30.
Right. Hey, good morning to the show. We are doing this for the first time before 11 a.m. What do you think it is?
Check your bank account.
Nope. Not looking at your money.
Dude, I'm there at 8:31.
I know there's none there. No point in checking.
Right. All right. 816-576-7102.
Yeah, this story is new. Just came out today. The average American does this for the first time each day, just before 11 a.m.
All right, we'll check one more before the break here. Hey, good morning to the show. What are we doing for the first time before 11?
Using the bathroom.
Not like the bathroom. Uh-uh. Nothing to do with the old potty. Well, unless we're talking potty mouth.
Ah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to give away some Pig and Swig tickets. According to new data, the average American does this for the first time each day just before 11 a.m. What is it?
All right, new board of callers here in KC Mo. We're going to start with Jean. Hey, good morning, Jean. What do you think about this?
Cuss or swear.
It is utter your first curse word of the day. It happens at 10:54 a.m.
Is that right?
If you were the average American.
Wow.
You may be one of the 1 in 4 Americans who can't get past 9 a.m. without cursing, but the majority of respondents swear before 11 a.m.
Hmm.
Joey, did you even notice that at 5:58, when you were mad at the computer, you may have said the S-bomb?
I mean, the computer is terrible, so I'm not shocked.
I just made a note of it because I was writing this question as I hear Joey say it. I'm like, ah, perfect, 5:58. He's better than the average American.
If it's the same computer I'm cursing at, then mine was like just after 6 o'clock. So.
Exactly.
I mean, the computers here are terrible. I know mine in here has a floppy disk drive.
Stop. No,
yep.
he's not kidding.
I was playing Freeso on this yesterday while waiting for the meeting.
Great. All right, well, you got it. We're going to send you to, I don't know, curse, enjoy barbecue, bourbon, whatever you want to do. Some bacon out there at Pig and Swig this weekend. It's happening at Power and Light. Congratulations.
All right, good job, Gene. Well, today's Throwback Throwdown Day, and it turned out to not be a pushover like I thought it was going to be. Jen had come with the Hanson this morning, which she claimed early in the week.
Well, we announced Hanson on Monday, and everybody went crazy for these tickets, which, by the way, we have another pair to give away at 8:20 this morning.
Well, I really wanted that to win, so I thought, man, I'm going to come with the pushover song. You can choose for mine, American Hi-Fi. You remember this song?
Yeah, I do.
Flavor of the Week. I could make her sing. Shaylee wants to lose this yet again by choosing this song from Jesse McCartney.
Okay, the three of us, Joey, you, and myself combined, none of us had ever heard this song before.
I play this song long enough for you to go, Jesse who?
And all of us have worked in radio for how many years?
I know, right?
Never heard it.
She has a goal to lose every week this year.
I'm telling you, she has a decent amount of votes on Facebook, and I don't know if it's because she gets up early and tweets and says, pick my song even though you've never heard it before, but she's getting a decent amount of votes.
And then there's Joey coming with a very strong... That's Destiny's Child right there with Say My Name. That's a good one.
Also a solid amount of votes on Facebook early this morning.
Right. Now Queen Bee, she just put on a great show at Coachella. Everybody's
yep.
all about that. So.
Thank you, text line. 2331 just voted for me. Appreciate that.
Oh, there we go. All right. So those are your choices this morning for Throwback Throwdown. Of course, we play the full song, the winning song, back right before 9 a.m.
Also from the text line, didn't make it past 6:30 this morning on the whole not cursing thing.
Yeah, right. I know, gotcha.
For the last time, I happen to have my young son in the car, and I don't want to hear that kind of language.
Entertainment news is coming up.
Also have another chance for you to see Billy Joel here and there.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Lots of votes piling in on Facebook already, and then I get this text from Shaylee, and she says, to me and Joey, you two clearly saw my Throwback Throwdown list. Well, I didn't see hers.
Joey.
I'm not picking Jesse McCartney.
Joey just got a ton of votes on Facebook.
Right?
I think he's got a nice early lead here with the Say My Name.
Yeah, pretty good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Real quickly from the text line, we were talking about Throwback Throwdown. Somebody texted, I substitute and vote for option 5, House of Pains, Jump Around. Which... oddly enough, I just added to my new workout playlist 3 days ago. So I'm totally in.
Dude, I'm down with that. Now that's going to be on a future episode of Throwback Throwdown at some point, I'm sure.
Maybe that can just be my entertainment news bed. We'll just use this here.
Okay, I'm sure.
Celebrating birthdays today, actress Ashley Judd is 50. From the Spider-Man movies and Freaks and Geeks, actor James Franco is 40. And actress Kate Hudson is 39. Mm-hmm. Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller has cancer. People reports the 51-year-old was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma following an emergency surgery she had early Tuesday morning for what was believed to be a spinal infection. Doctors say Miller is recovering well, but that she will need another surgery. Eighth season of the Showtime series Homeland is going to be the last. The show's star, Claire Danes, revealed the news yesterday morning. She said she's conflicted about it, but is ready. Danes also said that her recently announced pregnancy will not get in the way of filming. Season 8 is expected to air sometime next year. Nicki Minaj, set to be the musical guest on the May 19th season finale of NBC's Saturday Night Live. The network yesterday announced that the episode's going to be hosted by SNL alum Tina Fey. How great is that?
Awesome.
The week before that, May 12th, the host is going to be Amy Schumer. Her new movie, I Feel Pretty, hits theaters this Friday. She was actually on The Ellen Show yesterday, and she revealed a little bit of hate during some rapid-fire questions.
Something you're obsessed with right now.
The Great British Baking Show Bake-Off.
Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Rod Stewart!
You hate Rod Stewart? How come? How long has this been going on?
My life.
Have you... What about Maggie May and Mandolin Wynn?
Can we get back to the question?
Okay.
We've done that topic here on the show.
We did
a whole day on that, and mine, I had to admit, was soccer. I know, I get it. Everybody loves it. People love going to their kids' games.
You say that like it's such a dirty word.
Because I feel horrible. I know how much people love sporting, and I know how my friends spend all weekend at their kids' soccer games. I cannot do that.
If your kids played, it would be different, I think.
That's why don't let them play, because I'm not going and sitting through those games. There's no way. But I get it. You love it. That's cool. It's not my thing. I don't understand the rules. I can't follow it. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show. Jump
around. It's a good fifth option. I'm telling you, someday it's going to be an actual option. You could vote for Jen's. She did pull in the power of the Hanson today.
You can win Hanson tickets about 8:20 this morning.
Shaylee's. Why don't you tell him that I'm leaving, never to come back again. I mean, may as well be in Chinese. I have no idea. It's getting votes. I don't know who you people are or what planet you're from. How about Joey's? Pretty strong right there.
He's getting some serious love on Facebook.
And I've actually had one or two votes. For the good old American High Five flavor of the week. Yeah, you haven't heard these songs in forever, have you?
No. Been a hot minute for flavor of the week.
Yeah, and maybe for a reason.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The FAA is ordering inspections of jet engine fan blades, like the one that snapped off and caused an engine on a Southwest Airlines flight to explode during a flight Tuesday. Shrapnel from the engine blew out a window, and a woman ended up dying when she was pulled partway out of the plane. The plane did make an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
That pilot's from here.
Is that right?
Yeah, she has KC ties.
Wow.
Tammy Jo Schultz.
Okay.
Oh, she's a hero today, as everybody says.
Yeah. Earning more money can mean dealing with more stress. This is according to a new LinkedIn study released on Tuesday. Nearly 7 in 10 people making more than $200,000 a year reported feeling stressed at work. But can we,
okay.
I just want to stop there.
I'll take my chances, okay?
People make more than $200,000 a year. That's a thing that exists.
So should I go to the American restaurant today, or am I going down to?
But think about it. I mean, really, if you're making that much money, you've got to be like a surgeon, where yes, people's lives are in your hands. That's got to be stressful, right? Is that who makes them? I don't know who's making more than $200,000 a year.
Or you've got a whole portfolio of other people's money behind you.
Or you're a superintendent, you got to deal with an entire public school system,
right? Or you run a multi-million-dollar radio station. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah. Hey, this guy's got money. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski now has some skin in the Kentucky Derby. He tweeted that he's bought a minority stake in a racehorse named Gronk. The 3-year-old colt going to race in the May 5th Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. The family of the horse's trainer are huge Patriots fans who named the colt after Gronkowski.
I love the Derby.
I know you do. You like, is it the hats? You want to wear the hats?
The drinking.
I want a mojito and a big hat. That's all I want.
Jerry O'Connell loves the Kentucky Derby. See, we were meant to be friends.
Your buddy that you ran into the... You see him at the airport one time, now you think you're best friends.
Did you see the sideways look that Stephen Colletti gave me last week when I said that Jerry O'Connell was the person I saw in L.A.?
Well, here's what was embarrassing. So we have Stephen Colletti and James Lafferty from One Tree Hill in studio last week, and we're talking about big celebrity run-ins. And I asked him, I said, oh, have you ever, you know, run into a major celebrity? And he talked about Jennifer Goodwin, saw her at Starbucks. And yeah. You go, well, I saw Jerry O'Connell at the airport when I was in L.A. a couple weeks ago. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, great.
It's good.
And firefighters at the Wayne Township Fire Department in Indiana woke up to a woman ringing the doorbell at the station about 2 a.m. on a night last week. The woman showed them her pet raccoon and explained it was having a problem. She said the raccoon had smoked too much weed. Yep. They said, as much as we love animals, there wasn't much we could do. The woman said the raccoon had been exposed to too much of someone else's marijuana. The chief said they could tell the raccoon was lethargic and it did meet all of the symptoms that they typically run into when someone's been exposed to marijuana, but there was nothing they could do but wait for it to wear off. It's never theirs. It's always somebody else's. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday. On the show.
Look, if we could have played How Does That Story End, you tell me someone's going to knock on my door and ask to show me their pet raccoon, I thought that was a euphemism.
No. No, actual animal.
Oh, okay.
Smoked too much weed.
Yeah, right. Could have gone a totally different way. Throwback Throwdown, we'll check in on the votes. You can make yours at Facebook, Twitter, or text.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I have a note on my phone that has all of my future picks for the Throwback Throwdown song that I want to use.
Yeah.
And it's growing by the day. So I love the people on the text line, by the way, that give me inspiration for some future songs I can use. Thank you very much. You can vote for Jen's song right now. It's piling up a lot of votes so far.
You can win Hanson tickets if you want to see him July 8th at Voodoo Lounge. We'll give those away at 8:20 this morning.
You can vote for Joey's song from Destiny's Child. Oh, he's pretty strong.
He's riding that Coachella fame, isn't he?
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Shaylee's got a choice here. It's kind of the polite way of putting it.
As the text line put it, I vote for anyone but Shaylee's.
You know, if I were a coach and this were a team, I would think. Kind of question her heart. I'm like, do you really want to win this thing or not? I mean, you kind of act
she
like
she does have some votes on Facebook.
Yeah, I get it. And then there's mine. Boyfriend, he don't know. Come on, people. You know that they haven't done anything since 2001, but you love this song, American Hi-Fi Flavor of the Week. Those are your choices today.
I couldn't have told you who sang that. If you just played the song, I would never have remembered it was American Hi-Fi.
I should have put it in Beach Shazam this summer.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Some new data just came out that says the average American utters their first curse word of the day at 10:54 a.m. A study into the everyday stress and frustration of 2,000 Americans aimed to explore how much stress Americans take on and exactly how they deal with it. You could be one of the 1 in 4 Americans who don't even get past 9 a.m. without cursing most days. They say the majority of respondents do swear before 11 a.m. Joey beat the average. It was 5:58 this morning when he was mad at our computer, and I heard him drop the old S word.
Yay! I get to be better than average for once.
Yay! You
yes,
win!
Right?
Joey, the producer, in the other room on the walkie-talkie, by the way, which sounds amazing. That walkie-talkie sounds like it's holding up well.
It does.
As well as our computers, which made you scream the S word. But we have kids. My kids are always around, and I really try to not say those words in front of them.
Sure, sure.
My go-to is generally if it's a pain, like if I do the stub the toe thing, I usually go, gah, good night, nurse. And I don't know why. I don't know where that phrase came
You've
from.
You've said that before, and this is, we delight in that around the office.
I have no idea. But that's when I get hurt. That's the go-to substitute curse word around the kids.
I don't know what you always make me think of the old sportscaster, Keith Jackson. Like, whoa, Nelly!
Which I could also see myself yelling. What is your substitute curse word? The kids are around. You can't really yell it. What do you do? 816-576-7102. You can text or call with your substitutes.
All right. Schnikes. That's what I've been going to lately.
Yeah, that's Schnikes. A good one.
It's Scooby-Doo.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words. You know the seven, don't you, that you can't say on television? Huh?
I realized after I found that, I was hoping it was beeped. We'd have big problems this morning, right?
New data says the average American utters their first curse word of the day at 10:54 a.m. What are your substitutes?
Slackers.
Words. Things you can't use because the kids are around or you're at work. You can text or call 816-576-7102 from the text line. Shut the front door. Or
that's a big one. Yeah.
If I'm in the car and I want to flip someone off, I do it with my little finger, not the middleman.
Ah, there you go. You got a substitute finger. That's fantastic.
So somewhere there's somebody going, wait, why did she show me the pinky finger? What does that mean? Is it like French?
1725 texted, it's usually a substitute for the F-bomb. I believe I used flock of seagulls. A lot of cheese and rice coming in on the text line. Yeah, the old cheese and rice. And shiitake mushrooms seems to be a fairly popular one.
There you go, right?
There you go.
I've told you before, like your goodnight nurse, I use holy hot shoes. I don't know where it came from. Let's go to the phones, 816-576-7102. You can text or call the same number. In Overland Park, Wendy, you're a first grade teacher, so what is a good substitute curse word around your kiddos?
Oh, I always say sugars.
Sugars?
I don't know where it came from. I used to teach fifth grade as well, and it always worked. And I have students that still come back and say, Miss Kay, you always would say sugars if something wasn't right. So they don't necessarily know a curse word, but they know I was, you know, spilt my coffee, dropped the papers, whatever it might be.
Well, you start, it's that sound, the sugars.
Sugars,
yes. That's a good substitute. I like it.
Yep, nice job. Richmond Carmen, what is your substitute curse?
Well, I actually have two. My son is 19 now, and I still catch myself doing it. One of them is mother trucker, and the other one is son of a biscuit eater.
Yes! Oh, I've been known to yell the son of a biscuit eater, too. Yes.
Yeah, and then I'll catch him, son of a biscuit eater.
So, but he's 19, you know, he's kind of an adult. You're pretty sure he's heard these words before. Do you think there's an age you're going to get over it and just let it fly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he uses them to an excess.
You're trying to clean it up there. I like it. All right, Carmen, thank you much. Russ, you are driving, and you said you didn't make it past 728 this morning cursing.
Yeah, that's right.
What was the, I mean, don't say the actual word, but what was the word of choice?
Okay, so it was a substitute.
Okay. What was your substitute?
Hard knocker.
What is it?
Hard knocker.
The old fart knocker. Yep, that's a good one.
That sounds similar to what we just got on the text line, which was fudge nuggets.
Oh, that's, fudge nuggets, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
We also got I yell Bob Saget on the text line. And this one says,
Bob
I use
Saget.
Several summer ditch, farging ice hole, and cheese and rice.
Wow, some of those phonetically sound, I don't even know if you can say that. Should I bleep you?
Shucky darns, also on the text line.
Oh, that's good.
Got dandruff and some of it itches. Got dandruff and some of it itches.
Oh, that.
You got to put it all together.
You got me now. Hey, that is good. I like that. All right, we'll continue to take your texts and your calls this morning. That's pretty excellent.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Great substitute curse words on the text line and the phone, 816-576-7102 on The Show this morning.
Well, and a lot of people saying they absolutely can't make it to 10:54, which is when the time that new data shows the average American says their first curse word. A lot of people weighing in on that on the text line saying, obviously, these people don't have three kids. They have to get out the door into school by 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, right?
Yeah. Also from the text line, I've been known to shout the old Kelly Carson when I drop something or stub my toe. I also use that one.
Which is good. I like that.
This one I will say very carefully. Favorite curse words from the text line, pickles, God bless a toad, son of a biscuit, Mother Fuzzy Duck, and Feather Mucker.
Some of these are like tongue twisters, which I would screw up and then say the actual word. Yeah,
right. Then the substitute fails.
Yeah. Hey, John and KC, what's your go-to sub?
Well, I stole it from the movie Rookie of the Year, but it is funky butt-loving. It's one of my favorite parts, because even the kids are like, did he just say funky butt-loving?
I like it.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you guys very much.
Yep, thanks for sharing, bud. See ya.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's hard to keep up with the text line and the Facebook comments and everything on today's Throwback Throwdown. But so far, it looks like Jen's probably, I don't know, between Jen and Joey.
Hanson.
You guys are probably winning.
By the way, we will have Hanson tickets to give away at 8:20 this morning. That's why I went with Hanson as my Throwback Throwdown pick this week. Announced that show on Monday, Voodoo Lounge, July 8th.
I'd say Joey's in a good, at least second place with his pick, Destiny's Child, Say My Name. You've got me in there with American Hi-Fis. Flavor of the Week. And Shaley's in there as well with this Jesse McCartney song.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can name another Jesse McCartney song right now without looking anything up on the computer.
I just left money on the table. I'm sorry. He's not even in the top 10 of people with last name McCartney. Or Jesse, for that matter.
That's tough. Billy Joel, Here and There. You want to see him at Wrigley Field September 7th and then come home. See him at the Case September 21st. We're going to make somebody a finalist right now.
Yep. Kyle, you're in Raymore and you're calling 12. Congrats, my man.
Thank you very much.
Kyle, you ever been out to Wrigley Field?
I have not. I would love to do that.
Yes. And these are good seats, too.
They are good seats.
That would be so awesome.
I bought them.
Truda splurged. He was like, we're going big this time.
It's right there on the field in like the second section right there, on the field by the stage. And the way they do these, they put the field, they put the stage back in the outfield right by the ivy out there. And this is going to be in a prime seat.
Wow, that would be awesome.
And I'll give you my favorite tip. Anytime my friend says, hey, I'm going to Chicago, where should I eat, what should I do? I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go to Ditka's Restaurant, as in Mike Ditka. They have an appetizer of pot roast nachos. Unbelievable.
Sounds really good.
Yes. Forget the deep dish pizza. Get you some pot roast nachos from Ditka's and then enjoy the Billy Joel Show. We'll let you know if you are the winner here in just a couple weeks.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Hold on for 1 second. We'll get the info. I've been to Ditka's. I've stayed in that hotel there.
So good.
The restaurant.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
President Trump hopes to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks. Trump met with the Japanese prime minister yesterday and said he wants to see a peaceful, nuclear-free Korean peninsula. He warned, however, that he would leave the meeting if it is not fruitful. A Minnesota prosecutor will announce today on whether to charge anyone in the death of Prince. The move comes 2 years after the music icon's body was found in an elevator at his Paisley Park estate. Prince died of a massive overdose of fentanyl in April of 2016. The Star Tribune says authorities believe Prince took the pills not knowing they contained the drug. He was 57. Today, National High Five Day.
What?
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
I'm not giving you a high five.
And I'll give you a high five.
Our Queen Latifah gave me a high five.
He high-fived me too.
You're measuring the stars, not giving the sky a high five.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a thing. You can give a virtual high five to benefit charity, so there is a good twist to it. You can check that out at nationalhighfiveday.com.
I think mostly now it's about like the fist bump or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, isn't it? I don't want any of that. Can we just shake hands or wave?
Who shakes hands?
If you meet somebody. I mean, not like passing you in the hallway, huh? But high five.
You know, Addie got on me the other day because she goes, oh, how about you hug like I see you hug some of the people you talk to? Like, she goes to meetings and stuff with me sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do the bro hug where you like
Sure. Do
the clasp hands and then tap each other on the back.
Right.
She's like, I want to... Come on, let's hug like you hug people at your meetings. I'm like, whoa, kid, what? Huh?
My friends and I seem to be on the Duggar side hug. You know what that is? You know, the Duggar family, they always give a side hug.
Right.
And we kind of seem to do that, which seems, because it's less awkward than the, you know, chest to chest. So you just do a little side hug, a little arm around the shoulder.
That's more awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to go boob to boob with somebody. You know, if we're at work, a little side hug's a little easier. I don't know how to follow that. And this is a thing, too. Shaylee, apparently you know about this. This is according to Joey. That's what he told me. The New York City Health Department is saying no to goat yoga in Brooklyn. It's a trendy workout in which a baby goat climbs onto your back while you're doing, like, downward dog or other poses. A pop-up studio offering $40 classes had planned to open this week but couldn't get a permit because getting up close and personal with goats violates city health laws. Ticket holders can get their money back or travel to upstate New York where goat yoga is offered legally on a farm.
Yeah. That's why I asked him a couple weeks ago when he ran into the baby goat if he was doing goat yoga.
He thought you were making that up. Just
no.
Like crazy talk.
I honestly thought it was just something like you made up off the top of your head.
I wish I had.
So what is
this? It sounds amazing, though.
Why do you know about it? Have you taken a class?
I haven't. I want to. But there's a lot of people on Facebook, some of my friends that don't live here. But you can take actual yoga. And it's little baby goats that crawl on you.
And so it's just to add extra weight to make you stronger?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Or is it more like the therapy? Like an emotional support pet?
Could be that, too. Little tiny massage. I don't know.
A little hoof massage.
Yeah.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
Actually, it sounds like a sub curse word. Oh, goat yoga.
That's my new one. That's it.
Plenty of great ones on the text line. We'll get to that. We'll also get to the LA movie premiere of the book club today, the final day for becoming a qualifier.
One last chance. We'll do that for you about 8:45.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Controversy among the cast members of the show now this morning as we're about 6 weeks in the Throwback Throwdown. And the gamesmanship now and the competitiveness comes into play.
It has turned into a full-on reality show. I didn't realize that this was turning
into
didn't? Like
you had no idea
that there was game involved. I was just picking songs I liked in the beginning.
Well, but see now this is the gamesmanship. So we find out that Jen picks Hanson. Everybody likes Hanson on the show.
Okay, first, let her explain how did I cheat?
You cheated because I didn't know we could call throwback songs a week plus ahead of time.
Call
I would have called this when I was 10. Oh,
yeah,
I did.
We may have to come up with rules on that one.
Thank you.
Last Thursday.
I did.
In the week of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm still reserving mine for next week because I put one in for next week.
I called Hanson last Thursday, and she's mad because she wanted it. It's not my fault. I picked it last Thursday.
No, I get that. But now the gamesmanship comes in because, say, I like Hanson, so I kind of want Jen to win.
Right.
And so now I'm going to pick kind of a stinker song.
So you and I had to talk about it yesterday.
Right.
And
I don't
want to
burn one of mine.
Right. So we said we're going to do throwaway songs. And then Joey comes in with a freaking gauntlet. Hey.
Yeah, the
let's
Joey
do
shows
Child.
Up strong with Say My Name.
I don't want to throw any of them any week.
No, Joey's bringing it strong every single Thursday.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to hear Hanson?
I have taken two straight silver medals. I want at least a third straight silver medal.
Yeah, so, but then Truda, the bad part is Truda gets all of our songs ready, so he knows, oh, hey, Joey picked a good one. I'm going to pick another one.
Well, I still
now,
picked
granted,
American
you still,
Hi-Fi.
Look,
you played the win last week with Ryan Cabrera, so don't tell me Jesse McCartney's a throwaway.
Oh. Well, compared to what else was on my list.
Here's Shaylee's pick for the Throwback Throwdown.
Never heard this song in my entire life.
You
never
guys
once.
Need to get out more.
Never once heard this song.
You can pick Jen's Hanson Mbop.
Win tickets to see Hanson in about 10 minutes.
And there's mine, American Hi-Fi's Flavor of the Week. Traffic and weather together right now, though, at 8:11.
And to be real, I wanted Journey's Stone in Love, which Brian said I couldn't use.
You could have used the clip.
Wait, I said that? That's like my favorite Journey song. What did I? Oh, probably because I want it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You like that song, don't you?
I love me some Coldplay.
Well,
we know.
Some Chainsmokers.
You say you don't, but Shaylee and I were exchanging looks over here because you're over there humming the song.
Because I hear it 87 times.
You're welcome. It's a lovely song.
How can I not?
So, look, it's growing on you. Look, you like my Coldplay. I can put that in your head. That's cool.
How about some Hanson? They're coming to Voodoo Lounge July 8th. There's actually a pre-sale going on. We've got all the info for that up on the KC1021 Facebook page if you want to check it out. But if you'd like to just win some tickets and get them for free, it's much easier. We're going to play a little game called What's Older? Hanson or this? Aww. We will give you something. You have to tell us whether Hanson is younger or older than this item.
All right. Load the phone lines now, and we shall play. Coming up after OMD, If You Leave, we'll see if Jen hums this song just like she does the Coldplay.
Of course, because it's from the greatest movie of all time, Pretty in Pink.
I'm just saying, you're starting to love Cole. You're coming over to my side.
And Chainsmokers.
I still love Ducky, and that's who I'm going to prom with.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play.
Hanson coming to Hera's Voodoo Lounge. That show is July 8th. Tickets officially go on sale tomorrow, but they do have a pre-sale. All that information up on the KC1021 Facebook page. Someone was asking, you have to be 18 to go to a Hanson show? Well, it's because it's at Hera's Casino,
right,
Voodoo Lounge. That's why you have to be 18. But we've got tickets you can win right now. We're playing What's Older, Hanson or this?
All right, in Blue Springs, Shannon's up first this morning. Hello, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How well do you know Hanson?
Hopefully pretty well. I'm not sure. We'll see.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to consider their birth date, okay? Because Hanson first performed as a professional group in 1992. All right? So use 1992 as your benchmark here for the Hanson birth date. What is older, Hanson or the Sony PlayStation? Hanson or the Sony PlayStation, what is older?
I would say, I guess Hanson.
Hanson is older?
Yes.
That is correct. Hanson is older because the PlayStation came out in 1994. So you are in the running for the Hanson tickets. Hang on the line, Shannon.
Awesome. From Grandview, here's Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
All right, Donna, Hanson first performed in 1992, so that's their birth date. What is older, Hanson or the movie Home Alone?
I'm going to say Home Alone.
Home Alone is older?
Yes.
That is correct, 1990. All right, Donna's in the running for the tickets. Hang on.
Olathe, it's Janice. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
All right, Janice, what is older, Hanson or Tickle Me Elmo? Remember that came out? Everyone had to get it for Christmas. People are knocking each other down in the stores trying to get Tickle Me Elmo. What's older?
Oh, Tickle Me Elmo or Hanson.
Don't you Google. You just take a guess. Hanson or Tickle Me Elmo?
I would say,
She's working that Google, you know.
I would say Hanson. I would say Hanson.
Hanson is older?
Yes.
Correct. Tickle Me Elmo came out in 1996. Janice in the running for these Hanson tickets.
All right. Debbie from KC Moe here. Debbie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Listen through the phone, not your radio, okay? Because there is a delay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Which one is older, Hanson or Google? Oh, the irony of using...
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Hanson.
Hanson is older?
Yeah.
Correct. Google didn't have that till 1998. Yeah.
Wow.
Hanson way older if you go by the birth date of 1992. So all
we didn't have the internet back in my day.
I didn't have a computer till I was in college, man.
Yeah, and besides, it wasn't about Google when it started. It was all about Ask Jeeves. So I mean,
you were using the KU info line, boy. The winner is Shannon. Congratulations. You're going to be seeing Hanson at Voodoo Lounge July 8th. Free tickets for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Joey's going to get all the info. Hanson, by the way, you can hear in our throwback throwdown today. It is Jen's song. If you vote for Jen by text or Facebook today.
A lot of comments on Facebook for this song.
You have a lot. Coming up very strong, though. He's not throwing this week to anybody. Joey picking the Destiny's Child. You have Shaylee, who inexplicably picks...
I'm going to punch you.
A Jesse McCartney song.
He's super hot, though. Vicious on the text line.
He looks 11 in that poster.
Somebody texted that Shaylee's pick was like the Royals' bullpen. Scary and frustrating.
Yeah. And you can vote for mine, American Hi-Fis. Flavor of the week. Vote Well, now you've got about 15 minutes to vote, and we'll play the winner at the end of the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Tomorrow morning, we are picking the winner. We're sending you two-night, three-day trip to go to L.A. for the premiere of the movie Book Club, starring Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and others. If you can go to L.A. May 5th through the 7th, call right now. You will be our final qualifier for this trip. 816-576-7102. We want to send you to enjoy some time at a boutique hotel along Rodeo Drive. Enjoy a $500 hotel credit to use toward a spa treatment. Enjoy a little weekend in L.A. on us, but you got to call now.
And
The chocolate basket.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also has wine and cheese in there. Let's focus on that, shall we? We will call the winner tomorrow morning, so that'll be exciting. Celebrating birthdays today, actress Ashley Judd is 50. From the Spider-Man movies and Freaks and Geeks, one of my favorite TV shows, actor James Franco is 40 today. And actress Kate Hudson is 39. Dance Moms star Abby Lee Miller has cancer. People magazine reports the 51-year-old was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma following an emergency surgery she had early Tuesday morning for what was believed to be a spinal infection. Doctors say Miller is recovering well, but that she will need another surgery. Nicki Minaj is set to be the musical guest on the May 19th season finale of Saturday Night Live. The network announced yesterday that episode is going to be hosted by SNL alum Tina Fey. How great is that episode going to be? And the week before that, May 12th, the host is going to be Amy Schumer. She's making the rounds right now promoting her new movie, I Feel Pretty, which hits theaters Friday. So she was actually on The Ellen Show yesterday. She's apparently got some hate. She revealed it during the rapid-fire questions.
Something you're obsessed with right now.
The Great British Baking Show Bake-Off.
Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Rod Stewart!
You hate Rod Stewart? How long has this been going on?
My life.
Have you... What about Maggie May and Mandolin Wind?
Can we get back to the question?
Okay.
Oh, I'm picking this for a throwback one week.
I'm actually with Amy Schumer on this. I don't like Rod Stewart.
Well, me either.
I know. There are a few songs that I can appreciate. Mm. I appreciate it as good music, but I would never just put it on and listen to it in my car.
He's coming to the Sprint Center.
I've got a Rod Stewart greatest hits. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I know.
You also like Liz Phair. Your vote doesn't count.
And what's weird is I want to go see him because Cyndi Lauper is playing along with Rod Stewart when they come here, and I think it'll be a great show.
But are you going to actually stay for Rod Stewart? Okay.
As Amy Schumer said, let's move on.
Okay.
That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
All right. We've got a qualifier here for the L.A. It's Mark from Lawrence. Here we go. Congratulations, Mark. Final qualifier for the book club trip to L.A.
We are going to get all these finalists together in a big hat, pick somebody out, and we'll give you a call tomorrow morning to find the winner.
All right. Coming back. We'll close the show, and we'll reveal today's throwback throwdown winner.
Get your votes in now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Starship at 9 a.m. There's a throwback for you, but we still have to get to one last piece of business for Thursday's show, and that is the winning throwback throwdown song.
We really have to. I did think this was a cool comment on the text line. It said, had a friend who was one of Jesse McCartney's dancers, so I got to hang out with him backstage in Orlando, so I have to give my vote to Jesse.
Oh,
there you go, Shaylee.
Well, I got one.
That's... Take it. Take it happily.
Did you even vote for yourself because you wanted to vote for
Hanson?
Oh,
I didn't even care this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it all out. Let the anger out. Mm. Use a substitute curse word if you have to. That was our discussion earlier this morning. All right, Joey, do you have the official results? You have tabulated every tweet, every Facebook comment, every text, and the results this Thursday?
I do have the official results. And the winner with 40% of the vote, Hanson and Mbop.
Oh, no way.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hanson, Voodoo Lounge, July 8th. We're giving away tickets all this week. Enjoy. Soak it in.
We will see you tomorrow. Bonus time, and Jen's in for Jackie today, so she gets to work extra hard.
I'm here with you till one.
All right, that closes the show. We will see you tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. More Billy Joel qualifying coming up today. See you guys. Yes, I may.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.